Hello and welcome to the Extreme Improv Podcast. I am Dave Stansky and joining me today is...
James Little.
James Little, come on down! And we're here in the very chilly
theatre. I was going to talk about how cold.
It's really cold. But we're going to do, we're like the reduced Extreme Improv company today. Hopefully future episodes, there'll be like thousands.
Maybe three of us.
Three of us, yeah. You know. James is like, never again, it's too cold here.
It's so cold.
It's so cold.
Can we not film it in Starbucks? Or
I know, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so this is a podcast where we play some funny improv games. Well, hopefully you'll think they're funny. But we just want to quickly give a shout out to remind people to hit subscribe and like us on Facebook. It'll be down here and put some comments. So if you're not watching the video version, James is indicating to the bottom of an imaginary screen because we're filming this. So you can find us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch. Even I've just
Twitch.
Just find.
I thought you didn't know how to say Twitter.
Twitter. No. So Twitcher. We're on Twitter as well at Sparky Buddy Film for the production company and Extreme. This is going well. Extreme Impro.
What was
without
Twitch?
A V. So Twitch, if you don't know it, it's like a site where people upload streams of like video games that they're playing. But they've over the last few years they've gone bigger, and so now you get like sports promotions on there, and you get like people playing instruments, and now improv. So I'm trying to corner the Twitch market of the improv world. So, anyway, this is the Extreme Improv Podcast, and if you are watching the video version, you will see the Extreme Improv Trophy that we will...
Very sort of stroking.
Just stroking the trophy. What we're going to battle over today. And to begin with, we're going to play an improv game known as Question Battle. So this is going to be a question battle between myself and James. Within it, everything we say will have to be a question. We're not allowed to say anything that is a statement. It has to be a question. James, can I have a suggestion of a scenario? Where are we?
A place to be.
Yeah, a place to be.
Church.
We are in a church. We are at church. And everything we say has to be a question. We will have a 2-minute time limit for this scene. Here we go. Go.
Have you opened the window?
Are you feeling a bit chilly?
Are you not?
Would you believe that that is the kiss of God?
Has God been here?
Did you know that God was feeling quite cold in the altar?
How cold was God feeling?
I don't know! So I lose a life. Lose a limb. Are you ready to go to the fiery pits of hell?
What time is the fiery pits open from?
Could you get there for 7 a.m?
Would 8 work?
Are you trying to upset the devil?
Why is the devil there?
Isn't that his place of residence?
Does he still live there?
How religious are you?
I don't know what religion is. I lose a life.
Have you seen the vicar recently?
Which vicar is that?
Do you know Father Tom Bombadil?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
Did we just do a bit from Shrek?
Is that copyrighted?
Does God think copyright is a sin?
Do you believe in both God and copyright?
Aren't they the same thing?
Ooh.
I think yes. You lose a life there.
A severe hesitation. What time is the church open from?
Didn't you know that God's doors are always open?
Which God do you believe in?
Are you familiar with Lord Vader?
Do I look like a Jedi?
Would you like to sacrifice a hand to His Holiness?
Which holiness is this?
The Muffin Man. And that is 2 minutes. And I think that's about a tie. I'm not sure. I kind of lost track. Okay, so we will move on from there. So, yeah, it's a good start to show. We've offended some religious people and some Star Wars fans.
And broke copyright.
And broke copyright. So I think we should take copyright as a theme for our next game. So, James, we're going to play... just a monologue. And in this game, you're not allowed to repeat any words, because this is extreme just a monologue. You're not allowed to... Extreme! You're not allowed to repeat any words. And what I'll say is... And you'll have to try and last for 1 minute. What I'll say is, you are Mickey Mouse, and you are talking about the fact that you are going to be coming out of copyright very soon. So you're Mickey Mouse, you're going to try and last for 1 minute. Here you go.
Hey kids, I'm gonna be free. I'm gonna be so...
Freeze. Repetition of I'm gonna. Right. So, I will take over. Tell me when.
When?
Well, when I was first copyrighted in the 1920s, people didn't know that my pa, Walt Disney, was gonna make a huge mess of the world with his theme parks. So,
what are you doing, James? Just freeze. Freeze myself.
Oh, are you hesitation?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were challenging me, and then you didn't. And for those watching at home, they'll know. Your finger was just hovering over the stop button, and it was very off.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right, mate.
I was trying to work out if it was a hesitation. Like, what are the rules of hesitation?
But extended pauses or going or arm, for those who wish to know.
Which I believe you may have.
I definitely hesitated. I also, interestingly, think I repeated the phrase gonna, which is what I got you on, I think. Okay, so 23 seconds are gone. Mickey Mouse coming out of copyright. Here we go.
Once I get out of copyright, I'm going to be in lots of new movies that Disney didn't write. For instance... Maybe I will be in Nanny McPhee 3, which is going to be the greatest Nanny McPhee.
Oh, freeze. Repetition of Nanny McPhee. I don't think that's ever going to have happened in the world before. Okay.
And go.
Other films that I intend to be in when I'm out of copyright include sequels to such movies as Die Hard, Terminator 3... Rise of the Machines. Okay.
I'm saying that's a list.
Okay. Do you know what? Should lists be breaking a rule?
I mean, I'm very anti-list.
Okay.
You know, if you want to leave a comment saying how you feel about lists.
Put it in the comments.
It's been quite controversial with the group.
Here we... You've got 5 seconds left, Jane. I'm right going to be all up in your face on this. Here we go.
Mickey Mouse is soon to be free. I will be...
And that is time! Well done, James, you won that one.
I mean, I nearly repeated a free again.
Do you know what? The thing is, we did a live show a few months ago, and you were Dobby the house elf, and you did the exact same voice of, Dobby is a free elf!
I do the same, I have two voices, which
two
is this
voices.
And then
the high-pitched Mickey Mouse Dobby one.
I mean, yes. That was the one where I got thrown a sock, but I didn't know that they were making a reference to Dobby liking socks,
yeah,
being him free, and I just ran away.
Because you were under attack.
I was under attack,
yeah,
by socks.
Don't attack people, guys, with socks or otherwise. Okay, so we're going to move on. James, what's your favourite improv game?
What's my favourite improv game,
yes,
David?
Your favourite improv game. Your improv James? Your improv game, James.
We could always do syllables. I mean, my favourite improv game, if it's more a discussion point...
Okay, yes, let's
it's probably
it.
Styles Clash.
Okay, let's do some syllables then. We can come to Styles Clash. Okay.
I don't know how it worked with the podcast.
No, I don't know.
Have you tried it before?
I don't think we have. We will soon.
And also, we are relying on voice, which is not my strongest point.
Don't worry. So we're going to do a single syllable only game. And in this game, everything we say has to be words of one syllable. And although I just realised that I can actually look at the camera. So again, this is a weird moment for anyone listening. But I've sort of just been looking into the corner of the room.
I've been looking at this thing.
I've been looking to camera 3. And there is camera 1. We only have one camera today. So, a single syllable game. Everything we say has to be words of one syllable. If we say anything that is not a word of one syllable, then again, we'll lose a life. So you can say, for example, hello. No, you can't. You cannot say hello, but you can say hi. You cannot say David, but you can say Dave. Yes. So we'll give ourselves 2 minutes for this. And James, can I have a suggestion of a really well-known book?
It has to be Harry Potter.
Thank God, I don't know other books.
I was going to do War and Peace, but that's... I mean, is there any material there?
I don't know.
Unless you want to try War and Peace.
I've not read War and
Let's
Peace.
Let's do Harry Potter.
Okay, we'll do Harry Potter. And can I... Okay, so we're in the world of Harry Potter. Can I have a suggestion of something tragic that may have happened? Dobby isn't free!
The Dursleys have been evicted.
Okay, the Dursleys have been evicted. Okay, single syllable Dursley. Right, here we...
Who starts?
Go. You fiend! How dare you! Take me from my home!
This sign says you must move.
Boy, I should have locked you in that small room.
You did!
I know!
For 20 years!
The stairs were too good for you.
And it was so cold. But
it's so cold today. Oh no, I lose all life.
Well, yes. Are you going...
I lose all life. Think of your aunt.
She is no more.
No! What did you do, boy?
I made her move. And I want you to move.
Is that 'cause she's a mudblood? I heard you say it to her face.
Do you know what it means?
A mudblood? I suppose it must mean that...
It's like you. You are mudblood. You kept me in this way for so many years.
But my son, what of my son has?
You have no son.
I do, your cuz.
The pig creature. The pig man with the tail.
No.
Yes.
Your cuz. Your cousin, damn it, I lose life.
You mean, oh, his name has gone from my head.
Oh, that's 2 minutes. Ah, James, you definitely won that one. He
what
definitely... He has a cousin, right? Harry Potter has an auntie and an uncle and a cousin.
Yeah, and I was saying he gets a tail,
does he?
In the first film.
I can't remember.
Because Hagrid comes with the cake and he sits on the cake. But what is his name?
So, Dudley? Dursley?
Is it Dudley? But what, that's
what's the uncle called?
Vernon.
Vernon, and what's the... Petunia?
Petunia.
Oh, okay.
And there's some Harry Potter trivia for you.
Harry Potter trivia. Okay, James, we're going to try out a brand new game now.
Oh, dear.
Right. So, we're going to do a quiz show. And what it is you're going to be the contestant, and I'm going to be the quiz master. And we're going to have 1 minute on the clock, and you have to try and answer as many questions as you can correctly.
How is it improv linked?
Well, the way it's improv linked is that you're going to give me your specialist subject, and I'm going to ask you questions on it without obviously having any questions written for it. And we'll just see what happens. So, can you suggest what your specialist subject is?
I want to see what the questions of Shakespeare have to offer.
Okay, I think I can ask a few questions of Shakespeare.
I can't answer any.
Okay, so today on This Is Your Quiz, we are joined by Mr. James Little. How are you today, Cheers?
Very well. I mean, it's insanely cold.
I need to listen to myself. I think I muddled up James and and Quiz. I think I said, how are you today, Cheers? And you are your specialist subject. You are a university...
The works of the bard William Shakespeare.
Yes, okay, so you have 1 minute on the clock to answer as many questions on the bard. And here we go. Where was William Shakespeare born?
Oh, Stratford-upon-Avon.
Correct. What was the first play written by William Shakespeare?
The first play was, of course, Romeo and Juliet.
Incorrect, I think. What are three leading men of the Shakespeare plays that begin with the letter M?
Ooh. So you have Mercutio.
Yes.
You have... are there three?
I would take that as an incorrect answer. Yeah, at least one more might have been Macbeth.
You can't say that in a theatre.
Oh dear, we're all going to be doomed. So we better get on with the quiz. Complete the following quote. Romeo, Romeo.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Correct. And two gentlemen of Verona go into a pub, and the barman says,
"Are you Jews?"
And it turns out he was an anti-Semite, a racist, correct. And I've started, so I'll finish. Final question, which I'm just formulating in my mind, is this.
This is the big one.
This is the big one.
How many did I need to get through?
You needed to get all of them correct. So the final question is this.
Question.
Yes, but it's for dignity. What is the name of Juliet's cousin?
I mean, I want to say Dudley.
Dursley. Yeah.
But can I phone a friend? Or
yes, you can phone. No, phone a friend. Go for it.
I'm going to phone my good friend David.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I'm live on whose quiz is it? What's the
you're on. This is your quiz.
I'm on This Is Your Quiz, and the question is, what is the name... Ding, ding, boom! The question is, what is the name of Juliet's cousin?
I think you might find that it's Tybalt.
Tybalt. Is that your final answer?
Yes, I'm sure. Right, I need to push you for an answer.
I'm going to go for Tybalt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tybalt is incorrect.
Tybalt.
Tybalt. Right, Tybalt. Correct, you win!
Yay! Actually Tybalt.
It's Tybalt.
Hey!
Some, like, if I'm wrong, put it in the comments. But yeah, I'm fairly sure it's correct.
And if you know another M-named Shakespeare that isn't...
Mercutio.
Well, a Scottish play, yes.
Yeah, what did you think of that game?
I quite enjoyed it.
Okay, let's do... No, shall we leave it with one and done?
Would you like me to try?
Yeah, I'd like to have a go. I think you should ask me questions on the subject of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here on This Is Your Quiz.
Yes.
And I've got the contestant, what did you say your names are?
Norman.
I've got contestant Norman here from Grimsby.
Mm.
And his specialist subject and also his favourite food.
Oh, yes.
Is, of course, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
And we are going to begin. Question one. Which region of America is Kentucky Fried Chicken originated?
California.
I believe the answer we were looking for was Kentucky.
Oh, it's a trick question. Right.
Which year was it that Kentucky Fried Chicken had a shortage of chicken, which led it to close many branches?
2018. It made me very sad.
Did you have to go to Burger King?
We don't have a Burger King in my town in Grimsby.
Question three. Who is the mascot of KFC?
Oh, that would be the Colonel.
Correct. And question four, just two to go on this round. We've only 15 seconds left. I wonder how the last two questions are going to go. Question four is going to be, before KFC was called KFC, what was its original name?
It was called Uncle Confederates.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Uncle Confederates, no... I don't know, it sounds racist. Something Southern States. What was it then?
So, that was actually a trick question. It was always KFC.
Oh, no.
I think, again, hit us in the comments if that's...
Yeah. Well, it's been fun, and at least I'll get the checkbook and pen.
You only get those if you get four questions correct.
Oh, shit.
You will be getting some toilet roll, which I know you are.
Well, I eat a lot of fried chicken, so this is good too. Okay, and then, that was fun. I like it.
I had moments.
Not many, but it had some. Okay, so we're going to move on to another improv game.
Ooh,
shall we do an improv game, James?
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Improv podcast, improv game.
Okay, so the improv game we're going to do this time is going to be verbatim.
Okay.
And the way it will work is I'm going to do a 30-second monologue of James's choosing, and then James will have 30 seconds to try to recreate it as exactly as he can, and then I will have to try and recreate it one more time, and we'll decide who did the better recreation. So James, who am I?
You are You could be anyone from fiction or fact.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, is that Skater Boy?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, and what's she talking about? What's her beef?
It's quite prominent at the minute, and I'm intrigued to see what Avril's relation. No, that's not the word I was looking for. Response to it is, yes, it's going to be Brexit.
Avril Lavigne on Brexit. Okay, and I will have 30 seconds.
And go.
Well, you know, mostly I live in America, so I don't really understand all of what a Brexit is, but I just think that maybe this Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn should just sing it out and just be like, I'm just a Theresa May, he was just a skater boy, and I'll see you later, boy. And then once they've had a good sing-song and bought my LP... I don't know what.
Very happy,
sir. That was awful. Right, okay. I was trying to go somewhere with that, but I couldn't quite make out what it was going to be.
The beginnings of something.
Yeah, the beginnings of something. Like the foundations of an idea.
Of a okay. Parody song.
Yeah, I couldn't get the parody song going. Right, okay. James, you will now have 30 seconds to recreate that monologue that I just did. Here you go.
Well, I'm from America, so I don't really know much about this Brexit thing. But I think there's something to do with Theresa May and maybe Jeremy Corbyn. Because, like, Jeremy Corbyn was a boy and Theresa May was a girl. And I don't know if I can make it any more obvious than that. Apart from...
And that is time. That's like, well done. I think that was really
LP.
Good.
Oh, LP. We had LP.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I will now have 30 seconds to try to recreate James' recreation of my original monologue.
3, 2, 1, go.
Well, I am from America, and I don't really know what Brexit is, but I know that there is Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn, and Theresa May is just a girl, and... Jeremy Corbyn is a boy. Could I make it any more obvious? Oh, and then there was that thing about an LP. Okay.
That was just like a complete mock of me.
A little bit. For those watching the video version, they may enjoy some of the sleeve action I had going on. But I liked it. I thought it really worked.
Yeah,
use what you've got. If you have sleeves, use them. Okay.
And if someone uses their sleeves and you go afterwards... Use their usage of the sleeves.
So yeah, Brexit could learn a lot from us. Okay, I don't know who won that. How does this work?
Do we vote? Or
I think we should do some rock paper scissors.
Okay,
some
that's
audio.
That's gonna be exciting for the audio.
Yeah, so well. Like we'll do. We'll
Why don't we do a category battle?
So okay, we'll do a category battle.
Bloody for the okay. Guys who are listening.
Right. Okay, James, you can choose the category.
How about Marvel characters?
We are going to name Marvel characters.
Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Okay, we'll be fine. We're going to name Marvel characters until someone either gets one wrong or repeats one or hesitates for too long. James, you can go first.
Captain Marvel.
Captain America.
Iron Man.
The Mighty Thor.
Spider-Man.
The Incredible Hulk.
Catwoman.
Is a DC Comics
no!
character. No! Oh, dear. Did you throw that fight?
I don't know Marvel at all.
Really? Why did you choose
Because I was thinking of Shakespeare, but then I thought we had too much Shakespeare on this.
Yeah, so exactly. We got to keep it in what our
You
viewership.
Could have kept going for
I could
another 10, 15?
Oh, lots more. You know, really? I'd have probably gone blank at some point. But I would have, like, my next one was to say Star-Lord, and then I'd have been all like Gamora.
I don't
And
know
go through Rocket Raccoon.
That's the only thing. You could have said anything, and I wouldn't have been able to question you on it.
So I could have just been like Captain Broccoli.
Well, maybe not that obvious, yeah. But you could go Captain Chersey.
Okay, so James, for our listeners there, do you need to actually vacate things soon?
Oh, I did not see the time. Potentially, should we do one more?
We should do one more. James's choice. What do you want to do?
I quite like stories, so can we do a story-based game?
Let's tell a scary story.
One word at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, let's do it one word at a time.
Why not? Have we not done that before?
Okay. Yeah, let's do this. Okay, one word at a time. So, what is the story going to be about? I think you should give some element, and I'll give some element, and we'll tell a story about it.
Okay, so this particular story is it's going to be about some goats.
Yes. Okay. And I think these goats are involved in a conspiracy.
And I think the conspiracy...
I'll see your conspiracy and I'll raise you.
It's an old-fashioned conspiracy. I'm not going to be specific about what it is, but it's just...
That added nothing. Okay.
I was going to say it's set in the Middle Ages.
Ages. Okay. Ready? So one word at a time. Let's say, I don't know how long this will last, 2 minutes at the most.
Until we go dry.
Yeah, okay. Meh.
Went.
The...
Goat.
Stop.
You.
Will.
Come.
Over.
Here.
Suddenly.
There.
Were.
A.
Large.
Group.
Of.
Doves.
Flying.
Towards.
The.
Scene.
Goats.
Like.
Doves.
But.
Hate.
To.
Contribute
to
the
development
of
dove
culture.
These
goats
were
conspiring
to
stop
the
dove
from
evolving.
They
spoke
in
quiet
languages.
English.
And.
Arabic.
And.
Polish.
Mainly.
But.
The.
Main.
Language.
Was.
Polish.
Shushu.
Yushu.
Bika.
Cantor.
Said.
The
goat
leader. You
are
not
welcome
in
here,
said
the
dove
to
the
goat
leader.
Suddenly,
there
was
a
large
group
of
caterpillars
surrounding
the
scene.
These
caterpillars
were
angry
at
the
goats
and
doves
for
taking
away
their
sunlight.
Suddenly,
there
were
a
large
group
of
children
surrounding
the
caterpillars
and
the
doves
and
the
goats.
Meh.
Alice Gna,
said
the
leader
of
the
children.
Gasped
the
leader
of
the
caterpillars.
What
are
you
doing
here?
Said
the
oldest
caterpillar.
You
will
be
dead
if
you
continue
conspiring
with
your
captors
with
out with
hesitation.
The
caterpillars
formed
a
large
union
and
fled
to
Jamaica,
where
caterpillars
are
free,
but
doves
are
banished,
and
goats
are
loved.
And
with
that,
we
end
this
nonsense.
Hey! Okay, now one thing. I'm certain, James.
Certain? You didn't click record?
I did, but... Okay, so for our listeners at home, the camera we're using can only record for 30 minutes, and that was at 29 minutes and 53 seconds.
Almost hit
30. Well,
just...
it's amazing. We've just hit 30. But, so, okay, so, honestly...
Where's your timer?
It's, like, on the recorder.
So it's not just a recorder, it holds information.
It holds information. But, James, so we have to decide who is the Extreme Improv champion. Extreme Improv podcast champion this
week. I feel
week.
We have to leave it up to others. We can't literally
but
debate
then we can't,
that.
Okay, right. So, if you think... No one's going to put this in the comments. If you think that James won... Or I won, make sure you put it in the comments.
If you think James run.
Do you do run?
If you think James, God, if you think I won, give us a like.
If you think I won, give us a comment. Right, or something like that. Or what happens if they put a comment saying James won? That would be a vote for me.
Well, you just have to like it if you want me to win.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, obviously if you want David to win and you want to be ironic or funny.
Yeah, do it. Have fun with it. Well, anyway, James, how can people find you on Twitter or anything?
Social media? So my stage name, my name that I've used for this is James Little. So on Facebook, I'm James Little Actor. But the name I was given birth to was James Day. So on Twitter, I'm James D2 Day.
Ooh, I couldn't remember that. That's interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised you can't remember that.
No,
it's
I can't.
It's not the most catchiest.
So, my stage name, which is the only one that's relevant here, is David Pstanski, which no one can pronounce or spell. So you can find me on Twitter
Is it Polish?
It's Polish, Ukrainian.
So when I brought Polish up in the last game, you were actually speaking Polish.
Yeah, I've probably said this in most improv shows, but the only word I know how to say in Polish is shushu, which means wee wee. So there you go, guys. Language learning here. Okay, so you can find me at David Pstanski on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you follow Extreme Improv on Twitter by going to Extreme Impro without the V, and finding us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and everything else now at Extreme Improv. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and all of these other things for the Extreme Improv podcast. You can find all of our live shows that we've got coming up at the Camden Comedy Club on January 28th and then on February 11th. We'll be in Nottingham in April at the Glee Club and at the Waterside Theatre in Aylesbury several times this year. The first one is May the 4th, so you can remember that with the Star Wars reference. May the 4th be with you. And we'll also be in Alaska and all kinds of other places and lots more podcasts. So you can find them all out at www.extremeimprov.co.uk. Any last thoughts from you, James?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's all from me. Until next time.
And that's all from me.
Bye! Cool, well done. I really like that, James. Well done.